Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In Rochester, New York today, following a fourth night of demonstrations over the death of Daniel Prude, Mayor Lovely Warren is telling reporters the city failed.
We had a human being in need of help, in need of compassion. In that moment, we had an opportunity to protect him, to keep him warm, to bring him to safety, to begin the process of healing him and lifting him up. We have to own the fact that in that moment, we did not do that.
Daniel Prude died last March after being restrained by Rochester police. Images captured on body cameras show officers holding Prude with his head and chest on the pavement for several minutes until he appeared to stop breathing. The county medical examiner ruled the death a homicide caused by, quote, complications of asphyxia. The New York Attorney General is creating a grand jury to probe the death. In sweltering California, hundreds of people have been airlifted to safety after a fast-moving wildfire trapped them in a camping area. NPR's Joel Rose reports firefighters are battling dozens of blazes across the state.
A fast-spreading fire in California's Sierra National Forest trapped hundreds of campers at a popular reservoir near Shaver Lake, northeast of Fresno. Emergency responders had to use military helicopters to evacuate more than 200 campers in a series of rescues that began Saturday and continued through the night. A brutal heat wave is pushing temperatures into the triple digits across California. Bone-dry conditions and hot weather are fueling more than 20 major fires in the state, including fast-spreading fires in the mountains east of Los Angeles and San Diego. Joel Rose, NPR News.
The Census Bureau is working out compliance details after a new court order blocking the phase-out of counting operations for the 2020 census. NPR's Hanzi Lo Wong explains.
The nationwide order by U.S. District Judge Lucy Koh in Northern California is expected to last until September 17th, when there is a scheduled court hearing in a lawsuit led by the National Urban League. The Census Bureau has been pushing forward to deliver the first set of results to President Trump as federal law requires by the end of this year. But its challengers argue ending counting early on September 30th goes against the constitutional mandate to count every person living in the U.S. Around 4 in 10 households have not yet filled out a census form on their own, and door knockers have been trying to interview households to prevent an undercount of historically undercounted groups, including people of color and rural residents. Hanzi Luong, NPR News, New York.
The CDC today reports a one-day increase of 892 deaths from COVID-19 in the U.S., along with more than 45,000 new cases from the previous day. Johns Hopkins researchers report roughly 6.2 million identified coronavirus cases in the U.S. since the pandemic began. This is NPR News in Washington. More young adults are living with their parents than ever before. That's according to a report by the Pew Research Center, which studied a big trend of the coronavirus pandemic, millions of Americans moving in with family members. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
For the first time in recorded U.S. history as of July, the majority of young adults under 30 were living with their parents. The Pew Research Center found this by analyzing monthly data from the Census Bureau. It found more and more people between 18 and 29 years old moving in with a parent in recent months. This number grew across all categories by race, gender, geographic region, rural and metropolitan areas. Young adults were more likely to move than other age groups facing the economic fallout of the pandemic, lost jobs and closed college campuses. The previous recorded peak was at the end of the Great Depression in 1940, when just under half of young adults were living with a parent. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
The second powerful typhoon of the season is battering Japan's southern islands. Typhoon Hanshin is packing sustained winds of up to 112 miles an hour and is on course to hit the Korean Peninsula this week. At the U.S. Open in New York, men's tennis champion Novak Djokovic has lost his bid for an 18th Grand Slam title after a tennis ball he randomly hit against the wall accidentally hit a line judge. She cried out in pain and fell to the ground. He was in his fourth round match and had just lost a game to Pablo Carreño Busta and had hit the ball to the wall in frustration. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.